Quoi ? Tu ne fais pas partie du gratin ? Tu ne connais pas la cousine de la grand-mère de Britney ? Pas de panique ! Trent Mix Radio te déroule le tapis rouge. C'est la rencontre VIP. Avec Trent.
Salut tout le monde, c'est Trent. Comme vous le savez, Trent Mix Radio, c'est aussi des rencontres à l'international et pas n'importe lesquelles. J'ai eu l'immense privilège d'être invité par Charlie Winston dans ses loges lors du dernier Printemps de Bourges. Une rencontre en anglais. C'est vous qui préférez la VO, vous me l'avez gentiment suggéré. L'occasion de revenir sur son amour pour la France, ses collaborations et son parcours. Et aussi pour vous moquer un petit peu de mon accent magnifique en interview. Je vous connais. Allez, suivez-moi. Enjoy. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Thank you very much being with us on Trent Mix Radio.
My
and
pleasure.
I'm very proud to be in front of you because you are a great, great, great performer.
Oh, thank you.
So we are in Bourges for Le Printemps de Bourges, which is the first festival and professional musical convention in France. So it's very, very important to perform here. Is it the first time you will perform here or not?
No, this is, I think, my third time. I think third or fourth, maybe third? I don't know, actually. Is this the third? Second or third time?
The third time?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm late.
No, you're fine. Third, yeah.
So, as I said, I saw you performing in my city, in Lyon, for Les Nuits de Fourvière. It was 2 or 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
It was great.
Thank you.
And I know your wife is French,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So there seems to be a real love story with France. I'm wrong or not?
No, you're not wrong. Now that I'm married to a French woman, you can call it a love story.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened in my life, but somehow I was born to, you know, be in France, and it seems like that's just how the my life developed, and it's a beautiful thing, you know. I'm very happily learning to enjoy and appreciate French culture, but I am completely Franglish, you know. Like I'm not really English anymore. I mean, I am English, but I'm French too. And my children, I have two children, and they both speak, you know, both languages. So in our house, it's a complete mix all the time.
Okay. A year ago in Lyon, in my city, I met a great artist called Malo.
Yeah.
You remember
him? I saw him last week.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We talked a lot about your work because you wrote songs for him.
I wrote songs with him. And he, in fact, we had a writing session to make a song for his album, but it ended up going on mine instead.
Okay.
And that's the song called A Light, which is one of my favorite songs, actually.
My question is, as an original artist like you, is it important for you to work with the new generation?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, more and more important. I mean, I don't want to be a kind of artist who's, you know, always stuck in my generation. And I think, for me, the reason why is because ideas and new ideas and having a fresh perspective on the world is what I enjoy most. You know, that's what's most important to me about being an artist. So, like, yeah, working with all generations, in fact. You know, I mean, it's not just young, but also old, you know, because old people have a particular view on the world, which is also beautiful and unique. But so it's very important to not always stay in my box. Sometimes I feel frustrated because I'm always like, you know, all my friends are in my kind of 10-year age group, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to break out of that a little bit. Not completely. I mean, I still love the people I love, but, you know, just also having more.
Charlie, do you want to work with other French artists? Do you have any ideas?
Yes, there are other artists. Now, these questions are really difficult for me because there's a lot of people I'd like to work with, but when journalists ask me, I can never remember who they are. So,
Aaron, no?
Yeah, I said Aaron early on. I like Aaron a lot. And I like First Chatterton, and I worked with Clara Luciani, and I love working with her. I really like Camelia Giordana.
Oh.
You know, I think she's a really brave artist.
Yeah. She's brilliant.
Yeah, she's great. She's a real artist, like, across the board. She's an actress and a... So she's really cool.
You seem to be human. I don't know why. I think that when I'm listening to you, to your music, I mean, you never cheat. And besides,
you said in the media that you lost your passion for music between your last two records.
Yeah.
Is there a link between these two ideas? I mean, is the musical industry is a break for your work?
Well, what I meant, I actually, when I said that I lost my passion for music, I wasn't completely right about that, because I didn't lose my passion for music at all. I discovered.
Yeah.
I my passion for music is still very, very strong. And during that period of repose, I was always constantly listening to new music. And but it's actually that, you know, the being in the music industry can be very challenging sometimes. Yeah. And when I became a musician, when I started writing songs and making music, I wasn't thinking about the fact that all the other things that come with being an artist when you're a professional artist. And there's a lot of you know, sacrifices and compromises and that you're always making. And don't get me wrong, sometimes it's fantastic, like there's that, like being in the industry is fantastic as well, but there's you have to play an industry game.
Yeah.
And a lot of that game is about not upsetting certain people, or being, you know, not doing what you really want because you know you've got you're in this particular contract or something like that. And so it's sometimes very limited.
Okay.
And it limits creativity. And I found that it was putting such a limit on my feeling of creativity that I didn't feel like I was close to music anymore. So to protect my relationship with music, I needed to have a break.
Okay. Charlie, I got a last question for you. I ask it to all my guests on Trent Mix Radio.
Okay.
When you look in the rearview mirror, what do you think about your career?
That's a good question. I feel grateful and very lucky.
Yeah.
In many ways. And I never used to think it was luck, but I think there's a big element of luck. But also, I'm pleased with the hard work I've done, and I think, like, if I die today, I can be very proud and happy, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been productive, and I've met some great people, and I've done some great things. And of course, there's things I can look back on and feel disappointed about. There's a lot of things which could have happened and didn't. But that's just life, you know. That's just the way it is, and I think every person can look back and feel that way. But if I want to be a bigger man, the bigger person, gratitude is the best thing that I can say about my life.
Charlie, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm very proud to be in front of you. You don't imagine that.
Oh well, that's a great interview.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Have a nice show tonight.
Yeah.